Hey, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you for stopping by. Pull up a chair. Man, we got a lot to talk about on the program today. Today, of course, is Thursday, May the 7th. And, you know, it's funny. Yesterday on the program, we talked about the idea of having an even if faith. And I read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were threatened by King Nebuchadnezzar. Either you guys bow down to my golden idol or else you are going into the blazing hot furnace. You're going to be burnt to a crisp. They said, hey, king, we are not going to bow down to your idol. We worship the one true God, Almighty God in heaven. He is our God. We will not bow down to your idol. And we know, this is what they said to him, that our God can save us even from this fiery furnace. But, and this is where the whole even if faith comes in, but even if he doesn't, we don't care. We trust him enough to go along with his plan. You can't hurt us, king. And guess what? The king chucked them into the fire. And we'll talk about this a little in the program today. They were saved. They were spared because of the power of God. Now, I said on yesterday's show, we might go into it a little more deeply, and I'll do that. We just want to close out the story today. But, you know, something happened today. If you were following me on Facebook earlier, I said, can you please pray for the Zimak family? And that's me, my wife Eileen, my daughters Mary and Elizabeth. We were all struggling with something today. And sometimes I'm hesitant to ask for prayers. I mean, I ask for prayers frequently, but I don't usually put out this global, emergency message, please pray for us, because a lot of times, unless I'm specific, it's going to raise a lot of concern and alarm, and I don't want to do that. But today I thought we needed the prayers, and I'll share a little bit with you today what we were going through. In general, I'm not going to give you all the specifics, because I don't think you really need to know them. It's more confusing. But look, just know that we struggle, as do you. We struggle sometimes, and we don't feel it. We feel like we hit the wall. And I think it's important for me to share that with you. But at any rate, I want to thank you if you prayed for us, because things worked out really nicely. So we are doing much better. And again, I'll share that with you today. The reason I'm telling you this is first to thank you, and second, to let you know that I feel the need to talk about the finding in the temple today. Now, this was what I put on Facebook. This is my daily reflection in the book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's about finding Jesus in the temple and Mary specifically asking a question to Jesus. This, I think, ties in nicely with that whole idea of struggling, of we're all at that point where we're getting a little frustrated with quarantine life, right? We're getting a little fed up. We're asking questions. Well, as you'll see from this story of the finding in the temple, the Blessed Mother asked a question. It's okay to ask questions. So I want to share this with you on the program today. If you remember, if you were listening yesterday, I said I'm going to probably talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and continue on with their story, but I'm going to leave it up to the Holy Spirit because he's my program director. He's the guy that calls the shots on this program. So I think the Spirit's leading me in another direction as well. So we're going to try to get everything in on the show. That's enough about me. I hope you're doing well. I want to thank you for stopping by the program. We're going to get ready to pray in just a few seconds. But before I do that, I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. I got a good one today. Ready? That was good. I don't know if you heard the can make a noise. Oh, that was really good. I've got a can of ice-cold Coca-Cola today. That's the beverage du jour. And I hope you have a good snack. Hope you have a good beverage. Hope you're ready to settle in, because I think we got some good stuff today. At least that's what the Holy Spirit tells me. So why don't we do this? Why don't we remember that we are in the presence of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've got all the angels and saints with us, including our guardian angels. Let's turn to God right now and lift up prayers for the time we're about to spend together, and we'll throw in a couple of other intentions as well. So please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for just so many things that you do for us. It's hard to really to list them all, Father. You have created us out of nothing. You have sustained our lives. You provide for us. You have sent us your son, Jesus. You're always willing to listen to us. You're allowing us to breathe right now. Our hearts are functioning. Thank you for that, Father. I thank you for the gift of this radio program. I am so honored that you are using me as your instrument to share the gospel to so many people around the world. Father, I lift up all of our intentions today. I know what mine are, but I lift up the intentions of anybody who will be listening to this program as well. You know what those intentions are. Please grant them. Also, we pray for a swift and immediate end to the coronavirus. We pray for healing for all those who are affected by the virus, those who are suffering from it, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. We pray, Father God, for their complete healing. We pray for the church. We pray for all of our government officials, our president, our governors, our congressmen and women. We pray for civic leaders, state and city and township leaders who are making decisions. We pray, Father, that you give them wisdom so that all of their decisions can spare lives, can help individuals financially, and can be upholding your laws. We pray, Father, for those who are homeless, for those who are homebound. We pray for those who are living in prisons. We pray for persecuted Christians around the world, and we pray for mercy on all of the souls in purgatory as well. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument. I'm going to need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Please, Holy Spirit, come and work through me today. Give me the message. Give me the ability to deliver the message. And please open up all of our hearts and minds so that we can be receptive to your message and be willing to put it into practice. Almighty Father in heaven, we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me again. I am Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. This program comes to you every Monday through Friday. It originates through Blog Talk Radio, but you can also get it through any of your traditional podcast sources. And don't forget that the Gary Zimek Show comes out once each week. There will be a new show this Friday, tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Thursday, every Friday, a new Gary Zimek Show comes out. And we're going to talk about the mass readings for the upcoming Sunday, which this week will be the fifth Sunday of Easter. Man, it's hard to believe the fifth Sunday of Easter. Remember, there's only seven Sundays of Easter. But it's not time yet to stop saying that the Lord is risen and saying Happy Easter and celebrating his resurrection, because he is still risen from the dead. This is a big deal. We don't want to fit it into just one day on Easter Sunday. So that's the news. By the way, followingthetruth.com is the place to find out all the things about my work, find out about my books, find out about this podcast. Obviously, if you're listening, you know how to get it. But you might want to share it with your friends. You could see some video clips of my work as well. And also find out how to book me to speak. Right now, every speaking engagement for all speakers, pretty much on hold right now. But, you know, it's not too soon to prepare for the future. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay. Yesterday on the show, we talked about the third chapter of the book of Daniel, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And ultimately, as we left it yesterday, they told the king, "King, we don't care. You throw us into the furnace. Our God can save us. But even if he doesn't, we are still going to follow him and not your golden statue." And I likened this to the coronavirus, the false idol of the coronavirus. Are we going to bow down to this false god of the coronavirus? And again, it's not an idol, but in a way, we can make an idol out of science, out of the medical experts. And I am not advocating that we ignore the advice of the experts and the professionals. I'm not saying that. But once they start predicting the future, you've got to take it with a grain of salt, because they're stepping into God's territory. We got to be careful with that. Yeah, we can make educated guesses, but remember, that is what those things are. They're just guesses. we don't want to put all of our faith in what the experts have to say. They don't know. None of us predict, nobody predicted we would be where we are right now 2 months ago. Nobody predicted this. So remember that anybody who's saying this is going to be over, this isn't going to be over, there will be a vaccine, there won't be a vaccine, they are educated guesses. They're just that. We want to never take our eyes off of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They don't change. They are always correct. All of their promises are accurate, are trustworthy, and God can do miracles. Don't ever forget that. And that's my purpose on this show. As we walk together down this road of life, my goal is to call your attention to that fact. You need to focus more on God than you need to focus on your problems. Otherwise, you're going to freak out. You're going to lose hope. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're staring at a blazing hot furnace, right? They didn't take their eyes off of God. They didn't lose sight of the fact that God could spare them. So what happened? What happened is that they refused to worship the false god instituted by King Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we have no right, no reason to answer you. You can't make us answer you. We're not going to worship your idol. And then in verse 19 of chapter 3 of the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury. I mean, this guy's angry. These clowns are defying him. Can you imagine that? And the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, prior to this, he said, guys, listen, I'm a reasonable man. I want to give you a chance. You can worship my idol. You can bow down before your idol, my idol. In other words, guys, I get it. You don't really understand what you're saying. Let me give you the true story. And let me give you a chance because I'm a nice guy. Right? I mean, can you hear Nebuchadnezzar saying that? And they said, no, we don't owe you anything. We will worship God and God alone. So his face changed. He's mad. And he ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was accustomed to be heated. That's pretty hot, right? And he ordered certain mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So here they are. They said, we're going to trust God. Even if he lets us get burned to a crisp, we're still not going to worship this golden idol. Then these men were bound in their mantles, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. Because the order was strict and the furnace was hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So the guys putting them in the fire got burned up. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. So they're in the furnace, right? And to make a long story short, I'm not going to read the rest of this. They were spared. They were spared, and there was this mysterious figure in the furnace with them. This mysterious figure. Now, some speculate that this was an image of Jesus Christ. And let's look at our own situation right now, right? We're in this pandemic. We're in quarantine. We're in lockdown. We're in the furnace, if you will. A lot of us are feeling like we're in the furnace. What we need to remember is that our eyes need to be on God right now, because otherwise you're going to go crazy. Your mind will explode. At some point, you have to just turn the news off, open your Bible, sit down, and say some prayers. You know, there's a lot of ways to connect right now. My family and I, we go to virtual Mass every day together, daily Mass, and we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy during the Hour of Mercy together. We pray a rosary every evening. We get together and we pray. We make it a point to do that. We're not going to forget God just because we're in the furnace. And as was witnessed by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, somebody was in there with them. Someone who looked like an angel of the Lord. Now, look at it this way. Wherever you are, you're in lockdown, Jesus Christ is with you right now. And where Jesus is, so is the Father and the Holy Spirit. You have company with you. Even if you're living by yourself, there is somebody with you. Please don't ever forget that. And whatever you do, don't let anybody tell you that there is no hope. that this situation is hopeless, that it's never going to get better, that we'll be under quarantine for 2 more years. Again, these are just predictions. With God, all things are possible. Don't stop praying. You might not understand everything that's going on. You might not be happy with everything that's going on. But whatever you do, don't stop praying and make your prayers bold. We underestimate the power of God to do the miraculous, right? And we'll hold back thinking, well, I better not ask for too much. A lot of times we do that because we're afraid to be disappointed, don't we? Take that risk. It's the only way your faith is going to ever grow. Your faith will grow by being bold, by asking for big things. You really make God feel good, or you really show respect and pay homage to him by asking for big things. I mean, you're saying like, wow, Lord, I'm going to ask you for big things because I know you're a big God. I think sometimes, and tell me if this isn't true, I think sometimes our God is way too small. I've heard it said that if you have big problems, that means you have a small God. Amen? Right. Ouch, right? If you can't say amen, say ouch, right? But it's true. So let's ask for big things. Yeah, ask for this coronavirus thing to go away. I pray every day that it'll go away. And so far, it hasn't gone away completely, but there have been prayers answered. I've seen people recover. I've seen my family be up against it and be very frustrated and feel like we're just about out of gas, and all of a sudden we start to feel peaceful, we start to feel energized again. These are all the fruits of our prayers. We see in certain cases various states starting to open up again, the curve starting to flatten. I know it's not perfect, maybe it's not the way we want, but things are happening. So keep praying, be bold, ask for what you need, and then be willing to accept what the Lord sends. So now before I talk about this story of the finding in the temple, I just want to share briefly. Today, as I mentioned at the start of the show, my family and I, we were just feeling like a little down today, a little out of gas. My wife didn't sleep great last night. As a result, I was awake in the night. My daughter Elizabeth had a test for school, and Mary was stressed out about some things. So we all were in a bit of a funk today, and it happens. Look, it's going to happen. It doesn't mean our faith is weak. It doesn't mean your faith is weak necessarily. It's just sometimes we're going to be out of it. We're going to feel hopeless, right? It doesn't mean we believe that the situation is hopeless, but it means sometimes we feel hopeless. It's okay. Feelings aren't right or wrong. Intellectually, we know that God can do all things. Intellectually, we know that he can get us through this thing. Intellectually, we know that all of our problems in this life are temporary. But tell that to your body when your body doesn't feel it, especially like today, I'm tired. So when I'm tired, I'm really not feeling it. So I put out the call on Facebook today. I asked for prayers and you responded. And things are looking better now. And I'm so grateful. I had some writing to get done today. And honestly, I was overwhelmed. But it's funny the way that the Lord works with me. I get to the point where I say, and this happens all the time, after 8 books, you think I would get this by now. But it's the same pattern over and over again. I get to the point where I say, Lord, I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't have what it takes. And I can almost hear the Lord say, yeah. Can we get started now? Right? And that's how he is with us. That's how he is with us. He doesn't want us to do it on our own. He wants us to realize that we can't do it. Of course we can't do it. He wants to help us. And that's when I turn to him and I always say, Lord, please help me. And then the Holy Spirit starts churning and the ideas start happening. So keep that in mind. None of us can do this. God doesn't want us to do anything on our own. He gives us very little ability to do things. Yeah, we all have gifts, we all have talents, but for the most part, we always want to make sure we ask him for help. Lord, please help me as I start this day. Give me what I need. Holy Spirit, inspire my words, etc., so that we can do his will. And that's a lesson I continue to learn. I haven't quite mastered it yet, but I'm working on it. Keep that in mind. When you are weak, as St. Paul says, you are strong. Why? Because that's when you realize you need God. So let's talk a little bit about this finding in the temple incident. It's found in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 41. I'll read through a little bit of it, and in the time remaining, we'll just chat about this. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. So Jesus stays behind, Mary and Joseph head back home to Nazareth. His parents didn't know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey and they sought him among their kinfolk, their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they didn't find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. So they're traveling in a group, Mary and Joseph, each thinking that Jesus is with either the other. The men and the women would often travel separately, but they thought he was in the group. Well, he wasn't. Once they realized it, they had to hightail it back to Jerusalem to look for Jesus. And after 3 days, you talk about anxiety, can you imagine what they are going through? After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." Now, what we got to remember here, and this is the point that I made on Facebook earlier today on my Gary Zimak speaker and author page, and also the point I make in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, the Blessed Mother did not have all the answers. She wasn't divine. God spoke to her through circumstances, through people, through revelation. He didn't give her all the answers up front. So in a lot of ways, like us, he spoke to Mary in mystery. That does not mean she was sinning when she was asking questions. And here's an example. Mary is saying to Jesus directly, "Son, why have you treated us so?" She's asking a question. She's not yelling at him. She's not complaining. She's seeking an answer. She's honestly trying to figure out this whole thing. I mean, let's face it. Her son is God. Can you imagine that? I have enough trouble with raising my kids who aren't divine. But Mary's son is God. She is trying to figure all of this out. He is her savior. He's also her son. "Why have you treated us so, son? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." So she's asking him a question. She's saying, "Why, Jesus?" Does that sound familiar? Many of us are asking questions. Why are we under quarantine? Why isn't this getting better? Where are you, Jesus? Why am I so lonely? Why are you letting me go through this? These are all questions we have. Sometimes we're afraid to ask them. Mary wasn't afraid to ask the question. You're not committing a sin by turning to Jesus and asking him a question, because Mary never committed a sin. She was conceived without original sin and never sinned in her life. So she asked a question. It's reasonable to ask questions. And Jesus said to them, he spoke to both Mary and Joseph, and he said this, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Interesting, isn't it? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? I guess not. But it's almost as if he's implying that they may have known, but maybe forgot. What have you forgotten today? Which promises of Jesus have you forgotten? "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. I will be with you always. Let not your heart be troubled. With God, all things are possible." Which promise have you forgotten today and need to be reminded of? I'm bigger than the coronavirus, right? We all tend to forget at times. But Mary asked a question, and Jesus said, let me just remind you. Why did you not know this? Just like he said in a similar way to what he said to the apostles when they were in the boat and they panicked because of the storm. And Jesus said, "Why were you afraid?" You know, sometimes we forget and we need to be reminded. Now, I think what's really cool about this is what occurs in Luke 2, verse 50. After Jesus said that to Mary and Joseph, we're told, "And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them." They still didn't get it. So listen, I don't want you to feel bad when you don't get it either. It's okay. We all need a reminder from time to time. God is with us, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And we cannot bow down and worship false idols, including people who are predicting what will be happening 2 years from now. We don't know what will be happening 2 years from now. We don't know if we're going to be around 2 years from now. And it might not be due to the coronavirus. We have no idea. We need to focus on the present moment, and Jesus Christ is with us in the present moment. By the way, after this, Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. She's still trying to figure it out. She was pondering. She was meditating. You and me, that's what we need to do. Because sometimes, if God has us in the storm, I can almost say all the time, if he's got us in the storm like he does right now, he is trying to teach us something. What is the lesson you're trying to teach me, Jesus? Let's imitate Mary and ask that question. Let's ponder these things in our heart. Why is this happening to me today? Why was I struggling today? Was I getting too proud? Was I forgetting about turning to you, God, for help? You know, he's going to give us the answer. He speaks through other people. He might speak through the radio, through TV, through the internet. He might speak through the Bible. He might speak through the church. Maybe the Pope will say something. Maybe another figure in the church will say something. Keep asking the questions. Keep asking why. Don't complain, but just ask him. Why, Lord? Why are we going through this? Why hasn't this gotten better? Is there something you're trying to teach me? Is there something I can do? Is there something I can change? That's what Mary did. And if you do that, and I do that, we're going to grow closer to Jesus every day. Okay? So, hey, thanks for hanging out with me on the program today. Again, this is Following the Truth. I plan to be back here tomorrow with another edition of the show. You're going to have to tune in to see what I talk about because I don't even know yet. Holy Spirit doesn't give me this in advance a lot of times. Please remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And if you're able to give a donation to keep me on the air, you can do that securely just by going to followingthetruth.com, click on donate. It'll send you to PayPal. You can set up the donation. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. By the way, I think you're awesome. I'm so grateful that we're able to do this every day. Please pray for me, and you can rest assured I'm praying for you as well. Until we meet again, don't forget, it's okay to ask why. Then sit back like Mary did, ponder it, and wait for the Lord to answer. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and I look forward to hanging out with you next time right here on Following the Truth.